Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You know, Cole, I truly believe that holding grudges makes you age prematurely. Look at Bill Belichick. He's only 27, but he looks 80. Because we know Bill holds grudges. If you haven't been paying attention to that whole saga with North Carolina. Well, if I'm not welcome in their facility, they're not welcome in ours. Yeah. But I am done officially. I'm putting the briefcase full of rocks that I've been carrying around for Caleb Williams. I'm putting it down. You know, it's been a full year in the NFL. I made fun of him a lot for his comments saying after a loss, I want to go home and watch Netflix and cuddle with my dog. And I had a problem with him painting his fingernails, though that's not really my biggest problem. My problem with Caleb Williams was that he knew he was going to be the number one overall pick, so he essentially shut down everything involved with talking to any other teams. Luckily for him, it didn't backfire on him the way that things backfired for Shedeur Sanders and the way he interviewed with other teams. And maybe that's why. Maybe that's why Caleb Williams shut down his process. I don't want to have opportunities to screw things up and have it leak and get out there that I'm not a team player or whatever it is. But Caleb Williams, in his debut last night under Ben Johnson, looked pretty good.
Yeah.
It wasn't an amazing performance, but it was pretty good. He looked really good in the first half. He had a couple of long runs. He had that one long touchdown run to the corner. He had the second one that was essentially called out at the one-yard line at the very end of the game. They were down 10 with 2 minutes to go. He moved the ball down the field efficiently, got the ball right there to the one-yard line. They ended up didn't they throw the ball to get it to the back of the end zone for a touchdown there? Just a phenomenal job, I thought, under Ben Johnson, his debut under Ben Johnson. So I'm done hating on Caleb Williams.
You're officially done.
I promise. I promise I'll never do it again until he does something worthy of being made fun of.
That's really interesting, number one. I did not expect that from you on this Tolo Tuesday. But you know what? I'm proud of you. That's awesome.
Thanks. It's called growth.
Yeah, you're not going to hold a grudge anymore. You're going to allow it. I will say this in all seriousness. Ben Johnson, you know, we have these conversations every few years. We have the conversations about the Kyle Shanahans of the world. We have the conversations about the Sean McVays. We did it a few years ago when Kellen Moore was still in Dallas about the Kellen Moores of the world, right? Mm-hmm. We have every few years this guy that comes along that we elect as the next, offensive genius, right? The next offensive guru. Now, Shanahan's proved it. McVay's proved it. Kellen Moore's proved it. Mm-hmm. Now he's with the Saints. There's been so many great offensive minds throughout the course of the years, so many that I'm not naming, that have proven it. Ben Johnson is still in proven mode as a head coach, right? Very much identical to Kellen Moore, who was in Dallas, in Philadelphia, a big part of their Super Bowl run. Ben Johnson, Kellen Moore, both as a head coach, are in prove-it mode. However, I will tell you, I am buying every bit of Ben Johnson's stock out there, to mm-hmm. your point. He made Caleb Williams in one game look like a different quarterback. Now, could Caleb Williams come out next week and bleep the bed? Sure, he could. But guess what? Talking about sample size, we only have one game. We're talking about what we've seen. And thus far, Diesel, Ben Johnson, you know who didn't look good Sunday? The Detroit Lions. You know who Ben Johnson doesn't coach for anymore? The Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, through one game, boy, does it seem like the tide could be turning on the future of the franchise of the Chicago Bears.
It does also say a lot about the value of the coach-quarterback combo slash relationship. I mean, under Matt Eberflus last year, Caleb Williams looked terrible. He looked terrible. Yeah. He looked like a bust. He looked like he was going to be out of the league working at McDonald's in 5 years. But you pair him with Ben Johnson, a guy who knows what he's doing, all of a sudden he's an elite quarterback. Look at how there's countless examples of players, even over the last 5 to 10 years, who you would say that guy sucks. Sam Darnold, phenomenal example. Baker Mayfield, another great example. It took Baker going through four teams before mm-hmm. he finally found a coach situation that he could succeed under. So, just a tremendous amount of credit goes to, number one, Ben. Number two, to Caleb Williams. Again, not amazing. 21 of 35 for 210 Still, yards and a touchdown.
Took care of the football, right?
Yeah, took care of the ball. Phenomenal drive there at the end to put his team back in a situation to win. It's not his fault that the defense basically stopped playing in the third quarter and let J.J. McCarthy just go off, because J.J. McCarthy,
yeah, 21,
stepped out of the shadows and didn't play last year because he had that meniscus injury. And, man, he looked good.
21 points in the fourth quarter. Wasn't Caleb Williams' fault, right?
Right.
Allowed by Minnesota. I will say real quick to your Eberflus point. I think, Diesel, if we really step back and look at what happened, I think this just goes to show, like, this just paints the picture in the NFL that so many guys want to be promoted to head coach. And I'm not saying that a defensive-minded guy can't be a head coach, because I know it's worked. Belichick was a defensive-minded guy, right? And it worked just fine. Other coaches who have been head coaches and defensive-minded guys, it's worked. However, you go back and you do find scenarios and situations, like with Matt Eberflus, who's a defensive-minded guy, who's, by the way, a defensive coordinator now for the Dallas Cowboys, and you think, oh, maybe, just maybe, and I don't know why it's a foreign concept for us to have this conversation, but maybe bringing a young quarterback into the NFL with a non-quarterback coach as the head coach, and instead we have a defensive-minded guy, maybe that's not the best scenario for a young guy to find success. And guess what? That didn't happen. Why is that such a foreign concept?
I mean, there's that old saying, there's a million ways to skin a cat, right? But in the NFL,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Fell. We're seeing it play out in front of us that more often than not, there's actually just a handful of ways, just a few ways to skin that cat. And the answer usually is have yourself a creative, offensive-minded head coach and then pair him with a really good defensive coordinator. There's also that saying that people are promoted to their level of incompetence. You're good at what you do. You're a smart person. So you start climbing that ladder, and eventually you get to a point where you're in over your head, and you just don't have it for whatever that position is. And that doesn't mean that you're stupid. It doesn't mean that you forgot how to coach. It just means that maybe taking on all of this isn't what you were meant to do.
Yeah.
You were meant to focus on the defense. You were meant to focus on the offense. You were meant to focus on the special teams. But your role as the CEO, that's not in your purview.
And that's why, before we get into the Vikings, that's why I hope the Saints organization is very patient with Spencer Rattler, a guy who looked good in week one, right? And on third down late in the game when they needed to put the ball in the end zone, Spencer Rattler put the ball in the end zone, but the receiver couldn't come up with the catch. And it was right in the hands of Johnson, I believe is who it was on Sunday that dropped that football. So that's why I hope, as good as an OC as Kellen Moore was, Diesel, he's an offensive-minded guy. That's why I really, really hope for Spencer Rattler's sake that they give him time, they allow him and Kellen to kind of grow and not just, you know, knee-jerk reaction, Rattler had a bad game next week, let's pull him and put Tyler Shuck in there. I think Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore could be a combo that maybe comes out of nowhere. I'm not saying this Saints team's going to go win it all this year, but I just think that if you give them time, Kellen Moore was really successful as OC in Dallas. He was really successful as OC in Philadelphia. Led him to a Super Bowl last year. Yeah, he had Saquon Barkley. That helps. But I just think ultimately it's all about in the NFL finding the right match, almost like a dating app, right? Finding that matchmaker, that perfect fit for a young NFL quarterback, and maybe Spencer Rattler and Kellen Moore can be that guy. What we do know is that, for example, Matt Eberflus and you know, Caleb Williams, they weren't that perfect match. It's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to paint people into a box, and maybe you have a little more insight on this, but do you think there's any truth to the thought process of it's just harder for defensive-minded coaches to trust young quarterbacks? Like they just don't trust them. They're not speaking the same language. I know they're all football coaches, and I know they've all, you know, the defensive coaches, they're not siloed to the point where they don't know anything about offense at all. But it's almost like that defensive-minded head coach needs the trusty, steady hand of a veteran quarterback that he can trust and work his way in.
Well, I'll say this. It might not be as much about the trust factor for me, but the speaking the same language, 100%. You know what I mean? Like when you talk about football guys, I'm around football guys a lot at the high school level, and we are both at the college level a good bit, Diesel, and you do hear it. I mean, they're speaking two completely different languages. So I'm with you on that. Now,
and maybe it's that the defensive-minded head coach, they have that ultimate power of veto and decision-making, so if a quarterback thinks he sees something, he can't maybe he can't articulate it exactly the right way, or maybe he and his offensive coordinator are on the same page, but ultimately it's not their decision. I mean, how many times in your life and Cole, in places that you've worked and other Tolos that are out there, you think you have a really great idea, but your boss just doesn't go for it.
Yeah.
And you're like, come on, man, this is a great idea. Let's do it. It's gonna work. And then he's like, I don't trust it. To me, that feels like maybe what the dynamic is like when you've got a young quarterback, young OC, and a defensive-minded head coach.
Now, how about J.J. McCarthy last night? Phenomenal. I mean, this guy, at halftime, I was sitting there watching that game thinking,
Bust?
Yeah, maybe, you know, this guy didn't look too good. And then all of a sudden, he comes out in the second half, and in the fourth quarter, they put up 21 points, 13 of 20. Again, these quarterbacks, like one thing I've noticed in the NFL and a little bit in college as well, we talk about defenses being ahead. These quarterbacks aren't putting up monstrous numbers right now. I mean, McCarthy last night was 13 of 20 for 143. He did have a pick in the first half, two touchdowns, a QBR of 52.6, but leading that fourth quarter comeback and scoring 21 points, it says a lot about J.J. McCarthy. And in fact, in the Daily Wires in the next segment, We'll tell you just exactly what he did to break some all-time big-time records.
He could have folded.
He could have folded. And how big of it? Like, here we are. This is why I love the NFL. This is why I love the NFL as much as I do. How big of a game was that last night? I know that a lot of Tolos out there focused on college football, whatever. But Monday Night Football, talking about two franchises that need it, two different trajectories, and Caleb Williams and this new guy that came in from Detroit, and then all of a sudden Kevin O'Connell and this new guy at the quarterback position, both of these teams needed it last night. And you know, one of them's 0-1, but I think Chicago could have a decent year.
I think they could be really good as well. That's going to be a tough, tough division with Chicago, Minnesota, and Green Bay. That's going to be a tough race for first place there. And we Carolina Panthers fans, we don't have to feel as bad because Adam Thielen was a non-factor last night. I was just really hoping that was not going to be another knife in the chest, knife in the heart, if Adam Thielen had gone out there and had a great day. But he didn't, so it's
zero.
It's okay.
Zero receptions, by the way. How about that? The over-under was set at 3.5 in terms of how many receptions. Clearly went under.
The problem is that the other former Panther, DJ Moore, had himself a day.
Yeah, he did. Pretty good guy. Pretty good player. Pretty good player. A lot happening. We're going to get to upset pick early lanes at 4 o'clock, but next we've got to take a look around the sports world and see what else is happening. What record did J.J. McCarthy break last night? We'll tell you next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said she's coming in, here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.